In just 3 weeks' time, Mike Brown will be in Edinburgh as England take on Scotland in the opening round of the 2016 Six Nations Championship. But on Tuesday night, he was out in the bitter winds and squelching mud at Lockheath Pumas Rugby Club. Their winger Damian Sambrook explains how it all came about.
I saw the social media campaign that was being run in the sort of lead up to the World Cup in the We Deal in Real campaign by Land Rover, and it was basically a competition to wear club socks at work, and so we encouraged all of the guys to wear club socks and get as many people involved as we could, and that's exactly what we did. And we had some great support from not only the players in the club, but the companies that they're working for as well. We managed to get quite a few photographs of them wearing socks, and we managed to do enough to win, which is fantastic.
And so what sort of reaction have you had from the players so far today, having Mike Brown here?
Obviously, they're really, really excited. I mean, they're someone of the calibre of Mike Brown, one of the best fullbacks in the world. It was really motivational for the players. And you can see we've got a great turnout tonight for a training session. It's cold, it's the ground's wet and soggy. And sometimes, those players might need that extra motivation to turn up, and Mike Brown was it. I think this will be a real good pick-up for the team. We need some more wins, we need some more successes. We want to stay up in the league at the moment, and we're sort of down at the bottom right now. So yeah, anything that we can do to encourage the guys, is what we need.
Yeah, go, clear the threat, stay on side.
Brown has 43 England caps to his name and has made more than 250 appearances for Premiership side Harlequins, where he's played for more than 10 years. But he says it's crucial to keep supporting the amateur game.
Yeah, it's obviously massively important to help as much as I can with grassroots rugby. It's where I started playing rugby. It's important for the development of the game that we all love. Like I said, it's where we all started and where we first started enjoying playing rugby. And yeah, it's great to be down here and see that these guys enjoying it, even though it's cold and wet.
Body position slow, lads. Body position
slow. So this evening we're doing a bit of a breakdown, decision making, attack and defence, getting stuck in the muddy pitch, really hitting each other hard, and going hard and doing a bit of contact training. They've been good. They've been taking on board everything that I've tried to help them with. They said they've been trying to work on their breakdown decision making, so that's where I've tried to come in and just give them little tips of what we do at Harlequins and with England, and what I've learned over my time with working with so many great coaches. I've been lucky enough to work with some brilliant guys, so I've just tried to nick a bit of information that I've gained over the years and give it to these guys.
And the Lockheath players were grateful for the input of one of England's star performers.
It was really good. He helped out with some attacking stuff for like my position. So I play 15, 13, so where Mike Brown plays. So it was good to get some pointers off him. For hard line, how to hit the hard lines and tackling, so it's all good.
Yeah, turned up, met the boys, so the boys were quite excited. We went through some attacking and defensive drills. Might give us some advice, some tips, and what to take into our game Saturday. Hopefully the boys will pick someone up for this weekend and we get the W.
Good carry. Good clean out. Ball lost. Leave it, defence.
Brown was born in Southampton and went to college in Winchester, and he says his experiences as a young player at his local club really helped shape his professional career.
I just remember my dad taking me down to training on a Sunday down at Salisbury at a young age of 5. I think they were just playing a game of tag, like you do in all playgrounds all around England. I didn't really take to it too much to start with. Just remember sitting on the sideline, not really sure what was going on, but as soon as we started chucking a rugby ball around, loved it from then on and carried on playing. And yeah, I just remember being in the clubhouse with my mates all through the ages of playing at Salisbury, being in the clubhouse with my mates and enjoying each other's company, enjoying the mini rugby festivals all over England, the little tours we used to go on. Yeah, just the main thing was enjoyment, and that wanted to make me carry on.
And am I right in thinking you went to Peter Simmons College?
I did, yeah.
And they've continued to churn out some good rugby players, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got a high calibre of rugby talent there. I was lucky enough to go there and play under Mike Marchant, who was the first guy to move into fullback. So, I've got a lot to be thankful to him for, with playing fullback now. So, yeah, it's a great place to play, and they're doing well with rugby players, I hear, still today.
Earlier this week, Brown was named in Eddie Jones's first England squad ahead of the Six Nations. And after a disappointing World Cup, he says he's excited about getting involved in the new setup.
Yeah, like you said, it's in the past now. We're moving on, and Part of that is to get the new squad together with the new coaches and meet up and sort of get cracking, really. It's always exciting to work with new coaches. Worked with Guzzi Gustard in Argentina a few years ago when some of our coaches, current coaches, were on the Lions tour. So got to work with him, and he was a brilliant defence coach. Really enjoyed working with him for that short period. Obviously played against Steve Borthwick when he was at Saracens. But Eddie Jones, no, I've not met him yet. But yeah, I've heard he's a tough guy. Expects a lot of his players, which is great. Great for me, who wants to just learn and get better as a player. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
And I can imagine after having a home World Cup, you're hoping for some real big support heading into the Six Nations.
Yeah, we've had incredible support since I've been involved over the last 3 or 4 years. They've been incredible through wins and through losses. They've still been brilliant, even though, you know, we weren't so successful in the World Cup. They're still massively behind us from what people are telling me, which is great, because we're going to need that going into Six Nations. It's going to be a massively tough tournament. You know, Scotland looked good in the World Cup, so did Ireland. You know, obviously Wales turned us over, France looked good. Italy are always tough, so yeah, every game's going to be tough, and yeah, we're going to need all the support behind us to get through these games.